The word today is grieve. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Grieving the loss of a loved one may be the most difficult thing we will do in life. We may be left with pain, sorrow, and no way to find consolation. But Jesus Christ died in part to show us that through him we may have a resurrection from the dead and life everlasting. This should be our comfort when a loved one dies. Here with further encouragement on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Grieve.
Grieving is one of the exquisitely painful but unavoidable parts of life. At some point, all of us are going to lose someone dear to us, and the loss of this person can cause an inconsolable kind of grief. Is there a solution to that? Is there hope for someone who has lost the most precious person to them? We're going to find that through our Lord Jesus Christ, there is a solution to this kind of pain. We go to Genesis chapter 37, where the brothers of Joseph concocted a story that he had been killed by a wild animal. And they tell Jacob, his father, this, and he says he is going to go down into the grave grieving. We pick it up in Genesis 37, starting at verse 31. Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornamented robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe." He recognized it and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "in mourning will I go down to the grave to my son." So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. One of the things that strikes us about this account is the very dysfunctional relationship that Joseph had with his brothers. There was a lot of envy, a lot of antagonism, and Joseph really had not done things wrong. The Lord had given him dreams that showed him being exalted above the rest of his family, even his mother and father. And Joseph didn't understand this. This was all part of God's doing. And yet Joseph was berated and mistreated by his brothers, almost killed, but eventually sold off, jettisoned from the family. It's hard to imagine this much antagonism and hostility between siblings, and yet, sadly, because of the presence of sin, this kind of thing happens. In fact, the Bible starts with the first murder being between two siblings. Cain kills his brother Abel, and it's a sad commentary on the way that sin causes such division and anger and senselessness, such abuse and mistreatment of people that we're supposed to love. One of the good things about salvation when Christ returns is that there'll be a cessation of all of this kind of infighting and hatred and loss of temper and acts of violence against each other. That will be something to look forward to, that there will be no more of these family spats, no more of these feuds and quarrels and warring between family members. We see the reaction of Jacob, and we'd like to think about that for a bit here, that Jacob refuses to be comforted. Now, he is aware that his son Joseph knows the true God, the hope would be that Joseph would have been in the presence of God, that he would have been eternally okay with the Lord. And yet, Jacob will not be comforted. He even says, I will go down to my grave, and I will refuse to be comforted. This is what we'd call inconsolable grief. In fact, it says in the text that he mourned for his son many days. You know, there's a really difficult situation when it comes to the death of somebody who is so precious and so dear to us. And I'm going to say something that can be a little bit hard, a little bit difficult to take, but we have to really be taught correctly from the Word of God. When Jacob is saying these things, he is in the midst of what we call the sting of death. Now, what do I mean by the sting of death? It comes from 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 15, it talks about the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a victory over death and sin. But Jacob is in the middle of this emotional upheaval. He is overwhelmed with the pain and the sorrow that he has. And that's why he says things like, I will go down to my grave mourning. We've said things like that. You know, there's no point in going on. There's no reason to continue living. It's really kind of a self-pity, a sorrow for ourselves, because we feel so badly about losing this person that we loved so dearly. Like a bee sting, when it first strikes, it is acute. It is a very intense pain, localized, very central to the location of the sting, and it's intense. Well, over time, that pain dissipates, it lessens, and death, when it comes in our family or among our friends, is very painful, like a sting of an insect, but it lessens over time. And initially, we're tempted to question God. The emotional pain, the sorrow is so intense that we're tempted to question God or to get angry at God for the loss of this person. And I want to mention here something that has played out millions of times around the world. Little children who prayed and hoped that God would save their mom or dad, and then they end up dying. Many of these children harbor an anger, a disgust at God, and they think the best way to get back at God is to deny him. And so they pretend they're atheists, but in reality, they've got this really intense anger. They've got this unresolved animosity with God. And I want those people who have decided to be angry at the Lord and deny him to just give it up. If your parent knew the Lord Jesus Christ, then they have salvation. Why would you be angry at God who's given this individual eternal life, a resurrection from the dead, a glorified body, presence with the Lord in eternity? Why do you have a right to get angry with God for that? I want you to just stop and think about that a while. If you've been angry at God and denying him because you've got an issue with him. Now back to this situation here with Jacob. Jacob thought his life was over when his son Joseph's life, he thought, was over. You know, the frustration is that so many times lies and intrigue and the misdeeds of others bring negative consequences on us. All those years, Jacob lived thinking that his son was dead, and in the end, he finds out that not only was Joseph living, but that God had used him in an immensely powerful way. Well, you know, we have to cope with what information we know, and sometimes it's not true. God will help us through it, just as he helped Jacob, and his life wasn't over. He ended up actually getting to go down to Egypt and to see his son, whom he thought was dead. Can you imagine the emotional glory, the power, the joy of that, of seeing your son whom you thought was dead? Oh, brother, this has to be kind of a prelude to what's going to happen with us at the resurrection. All these people that were separated for so long that we hadn't seen in years, whom we dearly love, are going to be brought back in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's very important that we try to get all of our family members and friends, the people we love and care about, to be introduced to Jesus. He is the source of salvation. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul the Apostle says, "Brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep," that is, die, "or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope." And then he goes on to say that at the return of Jesus Christ, the dead will be raised. We will be reunited with them. Hold on to that. Make sure you get the word of God spread between your family and friends, and that you try to urge people to put their hope and their life into the hands of Jesus Christ. Because then when they die, the sting of death won't be ultimate. There'll be an answer to it. There'll be a hope. There'll be a future and a reunion. This is so important for people that have come from backgrounds where they think it's just life and death and life and death and reincarnation. The Bible teaches us that you're given one life and then the judgment. So in order to stand in the judgment of God, you need to put your hope and faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look into that further. Please explore that. God has a solution for grieving and mourning, and it's found in his son, Jesus Christ. You don't have to go to the grave lamenting and weeping because you've lost a family member. There can be hope for you and for your entire family. This is excellent news, and I hope that you will seek it out and come to the Lord Jesus, because he is the one who can heal the sting of death and give you eternal hope for life everlasting.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.